Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody to this full moon, May 23rd, 144K, mass meditation. And let's take care of any background echoes. And this is your loving servant, the unknown light warrior, here serving, doing his best to serve, as we all are. Doing our best to serve and willingly going beyond our limits, both in terms of energy levels and in terms of personal expense, in terms of level or current boundaries of consciousness. That is where the treasures lie. And we remain steadfast in always going beyond to manifest freedom and the natural intrinsic nature of Goddess Source, which is abundance. And a big salute to all of you for making it happen, taking action, being active, not passive. Not being just a bystander, as that's very rarely the way to get your freedom. So this full moon, obviously another culmination of energy, and we're going to, I can't give too much away just yet, but we're going to take things to the next level in terms of the whole planet. And we'll be, not for the first time, a coordinated conjunction with inner Earth, the networks and technologies of inner Earth, for an even greater bump up in timelines. And as always, persistence always pays off is the key. Many of us sense that 2024 will be, is certainly looking good. As the last year, I suppose, the last year of where any kind of struggle was just too much or very much in existence is the best way I can describe it. And until we go up there, all I can say is that there's a lot that can be done and will be done by us, leading the charge, as always, transforming and influencing heavily the news that we see out there. And all you veterans know we have a pretty proud record of that. The 144K knows that the destination is inevitable and the same, but there's more than one road to get there, and we choose the easy road. So well done as always. And begin the process of effectively starting the mass meditation by really relaxing breathing slowly and deeply through your nose. Let's really calm and settle those energies, both internally and therefore externally. As we settle in, which typically and always begins with detachment, letting go and being in the now. I'm going to be silent for a few minutes while we all effectively begin the mass meditation. And one thing that the light forces for my soul, for that matter, have communicated intuitively is that if we can achieve a certain something that you'll learn about shortly, a certain level of upgrade of the planet, then they could do, well, a lot more than just a lot more. Yeah, it's hard to explain. They can really take things to the next level. And Farsis are the first ones to be the beneficiaries of that. And I'm not getting any further details about that. But they're wanting to see just how far we can push things today with this operation. As you continue to breathe deeply and slowly through your nose, of course, if you're new, be prepared to really open up your consciousness to a whole new level. Because the 144K is also all about shattering paradigms in all the right ways, in all the upward and next level kind of ways. So be you ready and willing to stretch your mind or your current level of consciousness to things long forgotten, long dormant, that are waking up or going to wake up. As you continue to only think about, focus about the now, and now go deeper into the now, that next deeper level or now moment. Alrighty. So if any of you have experienced resistance, it's quite okay. Just in the last few minutes or half hour, always a good sign that we're effective. Okay, I'm not allowed to say anything else until we get up there. So, always remember to see easier, complete non-trying, complete instantaneousness and detachment. Perfectly natural ability. We have, what I can say is we have an opportunity to bring the frequency of the planet, namely the grids, almost 12 months ahead. Which will really help with relief for starseeds and Terran life forces, which is what we're a part of. So let's start coalescing and concentrating massive amounts of power into this one focal point, this planet, the center of all the action throughout all that is, literally. See yourself in the giant, translucent, silver crystal ball, as you now focus only on your inner world to transform the outer. What's the control room that transforms the outer reality? See all the astral bodies or golden light bodies of all 144K comrades, evenly spaced around the equator on the inside of this crystal ball. Authentic Gaia, authentic Gaia. We call upon the one true authentic goddess Gaia. Please be here with us. Can we please have your permission to take you up to beyond the multiverse? See and feel Gaia in the middle. Her beautiful polar ice caps, clouds, oceans. Feel her presence, her sentience. Just like anyone else's. We're getting her out of this. Okay. And now we start to move up through the layers of this universe. You see the usual. First few horizontal layers of this universe going from top to bottom as we move up. Top to bottom of the crystal, the walls of the crystal ball. And upwards we go. Enjoy the ride. Be here and now, focused inwardly. Where the real world exists. Not the fake one. That you see with your physical eyes. As the physical eyes are easily lied to. Which was part of the whole purpose and point of genetic manipulation. Which is better described as near complete genetic shutdown or mass editing. And I digress as we enjoy this ride. As you see, feel, and hear that's soft, therapeutic, calming, centering, fluttering of light, or flashing of light on the walls of the crystal ball, Gaia in the middle. As we rapidly approach that last thick outer boundary of this universe, and for those of you who consciously work with guides, you can go ahead and call them in now and have them next to you. Look all around, down at your feet, the flickering light beneath you, always remember the image is already there. Before you even get a chance to look at it in a weird sense, for lack of a better way of trying to just verbalize it in 3D terms. Take your last glance at Gaia, the beautiful clouds and oceans and white polar ice caps. And then all of a sudden, everything goes bright white. It's so bright, you have to squint your eyes. As we move through that last thick outer boundary of this universe, you can barely see Gaia in the middle, and we're through. The white light disappears. It's now that dark toned translucent silver background and a big ball of light that is the universe that we just left rapidly beneath us, rapidly turning into a small ball of light, and we rise above a whole sea of small balls of light that are all the other neighboring universes in this small portion of this particular multiverse. And then all of that turns into a more faint cluster of light, or balls of light, for lack of a better term, that is the whole multiverse, and we rise above a whole sea of comparatively more hazier, fainter balls of light, that is all the neighboring multiverses. And then that disappears. Put a bit of focus on your guides and Gaia, as I call in, as I run through standard protocols. Okay, and you look up and you see a very tiny point of white light way above all that is, of course, getting bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. And we finally reach it. The whole roof of the crystal ball is lit up. Very bright. We come to a sudden yet somehow gentle stop, and we slowly and lovingly push through this thick platform of light.
very, very high level, creator beings of multiverses. It takes a certain energy, a level of energy or force to circumvent universes and multiverses. And therefore operate at that level. And that's where we operate from as well. All you veterans know, for the purposes of squeezing in 100 mass meditations into one, as we are lovingly enveloped by this layer of light, closes up at the bottom of the crystal ball, opens up at the top. Remember to breathe through your nose. Again, do literally adopt the limitless attitude and mindset of a child to truly unleash your consciousness via the right hemisphere of your brain, which is incredibly untapped. And we have a responsibility to tap into that. As we rise above and now settle in, gently, gracefully, on top of this platform of light, and now we form a straight line behind and a little above Gaia, a door, the whiteness of a northern polar ice cap. The crystal ball, and this is to allow a gentle sort of decompression in terms of frequency. Look up and see the crystal ball open up nicely and evenly from the top center, making its way downward to allow for a gentle decompression. Look all around, watch it go all the way down, and now look up and see and spend a minute feeling and therefore connecting with the very unique energy signature of these overseers of multiverses and recognize their signature. Authentic Cog, can you please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you to an undeniable, unmistakable physical level? And now B in this time space to access any time space for change and transformation, and have a little background consciousness on the center of your head, where most of our physical higher senses are. As you look at them, if you're new, you may simply be seeing them as translucent light beams. And B. And this allows you to be in a far stronger and much more powerful position and energetic state of, I'll use the word raw power. In spite of the grace, as you engage the limitless nature of the right hemisphere of your brain, which is what it's there for, through that most infamous trickery of this matrix and its programs that it refers to as imagination. Go deeper as you look at them. Extremely powerful stuff. Just have faith. And of course, we do this for safety and protection as well. Not just focusing masses of power and channeling it through our fields here on the physical surface. What's a big card? Please send us a massive wave of your energy so we can truly feel you at the heart level. Let's come from the heart, operate from the heart, and know that doesn't just mean compassion. That's like calling the Grand Canyon a hole in the ground. It's something far, far greater than that. And don't worry, we will be. All of humanity will be returning to that level, natural level of being once again. For now, center yourself in the heart and have a little bit of background consciousness on your heart to feel their energy signature there as well. This is such a powerful way of bringing in, channeling and spreading massive amounts of light. That opposing forces simply have no answer for, hence their consistent loss. That rapidly but safely transforms a planet. Allow through trust. Allow through trust. For anyone who doesn't consider themselves an energy worker, you are an energy worker, a channeler of masses of light, and you are literally loved for it. Believe it. You are transforming a world, a planet, Step outside. Step outside. Way outside. Of 3D linear time. For that will not serve you. Be here. Look ahead. Alrighty, nice. Shift a little bit of focus onto your guides if you have them. Otherwise, look at the stunning panoramic view before you, namely Gaia. Let's get this show on the road while I call in the rest of the teams. I call upon the infinite army, the authentic amalgam, bringing to auric technicians with a direct lineage to the team of beings that created this universe. Please be here with us. It's action time. They appear as a fleet, like a sea, a fleet of white discs beneath us. I call upon the elders of the Amalgam. I call upon Oberon, the team of beings that created this universe and physicality. As part of the plan, the divine plan to corral those lost energies and sentient beings back to the light. See this golden being of light that presents itself as one man, off to your right perhaps, and repeat after me. I call upon all of my high dimensional higher selves. See your literal god or goddess aspect, perhaps off to your right or on to the left of Oberon. Embrace that. Allow it to come through you. Now's a good time. We're doing what we're naturally here to do. Big time. Repeat after me. I call upon the entirety of my soul. See it as a white star up above the hod. It is a massive field of light, love, consciousness, memories, skills, power. Really let go, everybody. Really run with the highest form of consciousness that this line matrix refers to as imagination. You don't need mushrooms or any other kind of crap. Because enough's enough. As we bring in, pull in, coalesce, focus, concentrate, profound, unchallenged. Masses of power onto this tiny blue planet. Repeat after me. I call upon my authentic oversoul. receive the energy and presence of this deeper or higher aspect of your self. Visually see it as a slightly bigger ball of light behind your soul in a different color, if that helps. Feel it. And now repeat after me. I call upon my authentic I am presence. And it suddenly appears as a slightly bigger ball of light. Back to white, perhaps. Just behind and beyond your oversoul. Ball of light. Authentic legion of light. There is Gaia. Here is the 144K. Take us to the space and place and realm of omnipresence to squeeze another 100 mass meditations into one. Our tolerance levels have dropped down to zero. Briefly glance at your guides if you have them, Gaia, at least some of the teams, and everything goes bright white, very intense white light. You have to squint your eyes, it's so bright, really feel that. This, of course, cleanses your aura even more. As your omnipresent I am presence plays this key role in bringing your consciousness to omnipresence, and the bright white light disappears. Everything looks the same. Relax. Remember to breathe deeply through your nose. You have an amazing and certainly very real opportunity through the allowance and unleashing of your consciousness from the physical surface. The grand plan being actualized and really coming close to the culmination point of compression breakthrough of the light. And that's exactly what we're going to make happen. Pockets throughout the surface. Okay, shift focus back onto the teams and Gaia, authentic legion of light. It is the full moon of May 23rd, 2024. Petition you, all of you, for a breakthrough of light through the surface of this planet. To create pockets of light down to the third density of the physical surface. That will continue to upgrade, dissolve subquantum anomaly and any darkness influence. Through our fields, and for that to and through our local physical time-space areas, and for that to continue to purify, upgrade in a way that is safe, in a way that can't be negated or reinfected. Now, for that to gradually expand in a safe way throughout the home, town, suburb, and eventually city, and eventually whole state and country. Of where we, each individual, 144K member, present in this sacred time space, is physically located at. For a true and huge upgrade in the grids, in a way that can't be shut down by negative surface physical forces of any kind. To also better receive incoming light from the cosmos, to better retrieve it and conduct it in a more stable and graceful way, without the volatility that has been occurring. Okay. So we're going to start off with, a cleanup is the best way to describe it. Let's put Gaia in the quarantine sphere, see her in a white quarantine sphere. Okay. Now, oh, okay, interesting. All right. Thanks to the rather wonderful unlimited abilities of omnipresence, C, the cosmic central sun of this universe, and just see, to make things easier, a translucent toroidal sphere of this universe, and see the center, a small little spark of light, a star, basically the cosmic central sun, right in the center of this, of that vertical internal structure of the toroidal sphere. See a magenta light come through that tiny little cosmic central sun from this angle, because we're seeing it from way up above, but see it as it is presented to you by your higher aspects. The mind already knows, the higher mind. And it travels straight to our galaxy, the central sun of our galaxy, notice it's kind of like a burst of spreading light, for lack of a better term, throughout all the other galaxies. The whole network of galaxies, which from far away looks like brain neurons. I'm sure many of you have seen that image. And see it go through the galactic central sun. And it kind of gets stepped down in a way. And see it travel through the galactic central sun. This thin magenta pillar of light, racing past Uranus, while Neptune, Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter, the asteroid field, Mars, and see Earth there. See Gaia at a distance, and it moves through that, and you can't see Earth anymore, and feel a stupid amount of god-awful energies and entities that are also, you know, already predisposed to being cleared because the full moon energies is sort of forcing them up. Hence, any sleeplessness last night. And see from the side of Gaia where this pillar of light went through or hit first, this, I don't know, a thick layer of crud from far away just start lifting off and being peeled off from one side of Gaia and then spreading over to halfway point, the poles, and over to the other side. Allow permission to yourself to see that, to actualize it. This will really help. The next stage that we're going to start and do. As it involves the second stage, as I mentioned in the email, that involves inner Earth, pretty new stuff, next level stuff. Feel the intensity of the inertia of this magenta. Goddess pillar of light just absolutely dissolving and peeling away a layer of obscene, back to front, upside down energies, thought forms, entities, really feel that visceral sense of this energetic fire hose that no one can sort of remain standing upright when the fire hose is pointed right at you. That's why they use them in protests. Well, we're returning the favor here. Feel, see, allow, in order to allow and actualize. That's the way it works. Now zoom out a little bit, we're going to step it up. We don't want them all coming up at once. So now from far away, it looks like a laser beam, basically, that is, you know, laser beams that cuts through steel. That's the level of intensity and effectiveness we are working with, because the 144K doesn't have much limitations with our collective consciousness. We're here to use our consciousness to the fullest. That's why we do what we do. Otherwise, planetary liberation would have taken forever. Stay focused inward. Imagine the light beings on the other side in order to be connected with them. And in order to actualize, see that laser beam. Add more of a distance. And then look up at your I Am presence. Call upon it to come forth. Visualize, imagine, to actualize. That's simply the way it works when projecting consciousness from the physical to the non-physical, which is the ultimate reason why you're here and listen to my voice. See the infinite ball of light of the I Am up above at a bit of a distance. See in order to allow and actualize a beam of light that is like a laser beam that can cut through steel of the highest grade. As if it's nothing, come through vertically, obviously, from top to bottom, combining and synergizing with the source goddess, magenta pillar of light, through Earth at that point where it passes through all of us. All of Gaia. Going through and down. And now you see that constant flaring, for lack of a better term, like a flare, like this intense, overwhelming, combustible, synergistic intensity of light. Again, the analogy of lighting up a match, you got that intense flare at the beginning before it smooths into a soft yellow flame. Think of a squibillion nuclear bombs going off at the same time. It's that kind of level of intensity. Clearing the dark, primarily throughout the fourth and third density, all the various frequencies and realms at the quantum and subquantum level, the thick sludge, of the so-called subquantum anomaly, concentrated mostly around and on the surface, infecting the grids, lightening planetary ascension and liberation. And we revoke and nullify and withdraw our consent and agreement to that intensify the light for another few more minutes. Enjoy, and I mean it, enjoy the show. This will allow the ever-increasing X-class flares to just smoothly or more smoothly breeze through the planet, namely the surface, without all the volatile garbage causing upset, mayhem, chaos, sleepless nights, garbage. As you enjoy, feel. Such an incomprehensible, inertia, and explosions of light with most of the focus throughout the various fields and, again, namely third and fourth density, dissolving all that hides within the quantum and subquantum anomalies. And now imagine a ton of creepy crawlies. Have that occasional glimpse of the micro aspect of this mass energetic event of little creepy crawlies being just melted away. Primarily on the surface area. It's little rounds, it's little bubbles. Deep in the dark quantum and subquantum levels of reality. Anything that has given you a hard time over the past few days in terms of negative events of any kind, shape, or form. Whether it's your child being angry at you, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's just physical or emotional pain, it's all quite literally just garbage visualized briefly, even faintly, the entities behind all of that, because that's what was behind it, just dissolving, turning white and just dissolving. I'm focusing on on civilizations of these little critters dissolving away. As we're setting things up beautifully for the next step, of course, this is raising, upgrading gaze frequencies. return that soft focus back to part of your consciousness, back to the heart and your I am at a minimum. Sort of renew the inertia coming up and down from your I am through that beam of light and from left to right or right to left, depending on your angle, I guess, from the cosmic and galactic central sun, that magenta pillar. Just renew and increase the inertia and intensity to clear start really cleaning things all the way down, all levels, or whatever's remaining, get to third density. Special focus on the surface area. So you're kind of like focusing on two or three things at the one time, which is easy peasy when utilizing the right hemisphere of your brain through so-called imagination, just for another couple more minutes. And this is really starting to clear the fields and all the little portals and temporal bubbles of garbage within the auras or fields of mostly dark beings physically here on the surface of the planet. Go full out. Everyone here knows of at least one person that is dark, regardless of whether that dark physical being is conscious of it or not. Anchor and channel garbage they either have, you know, portals or spheres within them, or lines, you could say wormholes, two spheres or worlds that I often see that's kind of behind them whenever I focus on such beings, you know, little strings of wormholes. Visually presented as coming through them and behind them, connecting to little worlds, little bubbles, little portals that through them bring in dark civilizations. See them a representation of such a being up above Gaia or wherever you want. See again, obviously holographically, see lines, wormholes that sort of are usually represented behind them through their back or torso. Turn them white. And at the end of these lines, you see little dark spheres. Visualize this in whatever way comes to you or you want. See the teams in the background, to have them in the background of your consciousness. Use imagination, so-called. Okay. And then zoom out, see, again, see it all holographically, naturally, see the white lines of wormholes just disappear, see the spheres that were being channeled, these dark realms of civilizations, because size does not matter, disappear, light up into white light. Yes, it is that easy. I do this pretty much almost weekly, and disappear. now look at Gaia, kind of like through the two respective pillars of your I Am and the magenta pillar. You know, see them holographically and see this phenomena of such masses of darkness being channeled through and because of the fields of physical beings on the surface of the planet. You know, they're human, supposed. And see this spreading, for lack of, I'll do my best to verbalize energetics, never easy, but see from whatever dark being that you used as the access point for your I Am, high dimensional aspects, the teams to come through, because it's all done through your consciousness. That's where the light comes through. See this light spread outwards throughout the surface, wherever that dark being was, that we're using as the initial access point for such a masses of light to find them all. And see this light spreading. So you're looking up above, down at the surface, see the surface as, you know, holographic as always. And it's all like a network, a dark network, cleverly working through people's fields. Again, the old Agent Smith allegory. That's why they disclosed that way in the Matrix movies. So I'm looking over the northern Arizona and seeing, again, a dark network being lit up. So all these lines smashing through the fields of dark beings. And in some cases, normal non-dark beings. Again, Agent Smith allegory, darkness can work through anyone, including starseeds. If you got damage or trauma, they can work through you. That's the way it is. We've all been angry and upset at some point. With that an ounce of trying, just focus and allow, imagine, do your equivalent of what I'm doing, which is I'm looking over southwest US. The surface is an indigo holographic color, and there's this light just spreading through this network. Initially through the fields of eventually lots of people, primarily dark beings, but certainly not exclusively dark beings. We certainly have plenty of those at this battleground. Okay, Corral grid point of Sedona. And spread the light. You know, visualize a rapid movement of dark lines turning into white lines, smashing into auric fields and then into small spheres and spheres, I beg your pardon, dark spheres turning white and then disappearing and just rapid fire in that general sort of order. And now zoom out a little bit and so you do the same for your part of the world. So there will be insane amounts of zapping white light spreading outwards throughout primarily North America and Europe. And Australia. So it's a, you know, we've all seen those online holographic images of connecting lines. And then zoom out and spread it. zoom out, see the whole continent that you're on, because this is blocking a lot of light. And these spheres, many of them are within a person's field, and they don't necessarily have to be dark in the intrinsic sense. Damage and traumas is more than enough to hide these little worlds, these little spheres. So just imagine a lot of spheres. They're primarily in the form of spheres. Turning white, disappearing. Dark grey spheres turning white, disappearing. Visualize that. Imagine that in whatever way works for you, and then zoom outwards and see, you know, at that point they're going to look like little incy-wincy little pebbles. Like we've all been on one of those, you know, black beaches where instead of white sand, it's that more thick, coarse black sand or dark grey sand, like they have in Santorini and that kind of thing. New Zealand, I believe. And see this thick layer of these spheres that we've now accessed through the human collective field, which is still surface-orientated, quantum and sub-quantum anomaly based, because that's the only areas where they can exist in. Spread the light. This is what you're here for. Follow orders. You're part of an outfit, a galactic outfit. Activate, swing into action. At a whole new level, zoom out, see the teams in the background. Let go, as if you're in that deep hypnotic state. Ask your right hemisphere, your higher self, how to do, what to do, what to see, and imagine it. See a thick surface area crust. Again, you know, that 1 or 2 foot thickness of being on one of those black sand beaches, turning white, and then opening up in the middle, leaving and opening up. Oh God, I felt her. Jesus Christ, she was under an enormous amount of duress from all this crap. Sorry, I just felt Gaia. As the white light transmutes, spreads, and in its wake, the pristine magenta surface of Gaia is there. So you have what ends up being a ring, a thick ring of transmutation light spreading outwards, getting bigger. And in the middle is the pristine magenta goddess color. And see it spread through your state, if you're in America or Australia or Canada, your country, if you're in Europe. Go for it. Massive upgrade here. Massive planetary upgrade for real. Big time. Go for it. And thankfully, because of the limitless nature of your consciousness and knowing it, you can always sort of go back and forth in the linear time or linear thought sense of the word and do a redo if you need to, the beginning process. holding consciousness on primarily fourth and third density through that initial dark beam that, you know, anchors and channels anomalous dark crap connected to worlds, civilizations, dark ones, where all the creepy crawlies always come through and they just infect the whole surrounding environment, and everything goes south. You get attacked whenever you see them or interact with them or in the proximity of them, because your light is seen, raining all the crap. Enough's enough. That's what you're focusing on, and it's connected, again, lines through their fields or little wormholes through their fields into dark spheres where the entities come out from, really contaminating the quantum field on the surface. And gee, I wonder why life's hard. Well, what do you know? Enough. Look at your I am presence square in the eyes, the heart, your guide square in the eyes, and say, command, clear it all. It is no longer the dark age, it is now the light age. Clear it all. See that expanding, thick, insanely massive ring of light throughout, you know, pulverizing mostly throughout the surface, lower atmosphere, surface, below the surface, the crust. This will really allow an insane upgrade of light throughout the grids with the second step that I promised you in the email spread. And take your time and actually enjoy this. Oh yeah, we like this, don't we? I'm spreading. I've reached LA, reaching Nevada. Into Utah, into Colorado. Coinciding with the spreading white light through our fields of other 144K members on the physical surface. Celebrations are being heard from upstairs or topside as they save in the military, because we've really reached the last layers. Zoom out. See half the continent or most of the continent. It's okay if you're a bit ahead of me or a bit behind me. Totally fine. You'll want to get this one right. And see that ring expand. A real thick ring of light working through your field. And consciousness here on the physical, it wouldn't happen any other way. We don't want these X-class flares to suck, causing sleepless nights just because it kicks up and eventually clears the creepy crawlies. Okay. All right. Freedom key of the planet is almost covered up here. And it combines and synergizes with the spreading white ring of mass transmutation light of other 144K members Again, zoom in, zoom out, see all of Gaia, see a bit of Gaia, your part of the world, you know, whatever works for you. Or better still, just receive the image through your, the right hemisphere of your brain, just by just being the silent witness. It's there. Just look inward. Have faith. Because the intent has been set. It's certainly specific enough on the primarily 3D. And just focus on the spreading of your light. Getting rid of, you know, they look like tiny little black or dark grey ball bearings, crisscrossing dark lines, turning into a white, and then disappearing, leaving a magenta background. And that, so if it helps you, you can see the surface of Gaia in this dark grey pebble thick surface area, kind of ocean basically from far away, spreading, leaving the pristine magenta surface area throughout the third and fourth density, all levels of it, above and below and throughout the surface, the crust, spreading over. Just focus on yours, because it is combining with all other expanding white transmutational rings of light of the other 144K members. I'm moving mine down into Latin America. Into the Pacific. Sit with the image. Enjoy the image like you're watching a movie. The expanding thick white light. Hear it even. Raising in all the directions like that, like a spreading tsunami, transmuting all these black spheres containing whole worlds, whole civilizations of a rather unsavory kind, spreading outward, leaving Goddess Magenta, the one that is unconditionally giving, unconditionally loving, unconditionally compassionate. That is the fundamental nature of Source Goddess. Okay. By now you'll be covered half the planet. Again, it's okay if you're a little ahead or a little behind or very ahead or very behind. And kind of feel the surface at the same time as visualizing it. Like this, a million explosions, or from a distance it sounds like a crumbling kind of sound. Many of you have probably seen those images online or movies where an asteroid slams into the Earth from one end and you get this fire spreading evenly, like a ring across the planet kind of thing. Think of a far more intense, positive version of that. 444, perfect. Down to the second. All right, just another couple of minutes of this as you're working your way. Throughout the third, primarily the third and fourth density of the, again, they primarily exist within the quantum and subquantum anomaly. You know, no, we're moving through stupid amounts of darkness here, so, you know, no huge rush. And as that ring of white light moves to the other side of the planet from where you started in your part of the world, you know, see the rest of it in this pristine magenta color. And let me know later if you felt a sense of breath or Gaia being able to breathe. Is the best way I can describe that in the Telegram chat later. And it's okay if you didn't, I'm just curious. Enjoy. You know, switching from the occasional micro glimpse of, you know, little spheres, thick layers of dark grey spheres turning white and disappearing, and the white light moving, leaving forward in a certain direction and leaving behind a glowing magenta. Like you can really feel her energy now at a whole new level. And that's a natural state, you know. If you go back far enough, wherever you would be on the surface or underground for that matter, you would always feel this background presence of fundamental goddess energy. That's the natural way. That's what you're naturally supposed to feel when walking down anywhere on the surface. You're always meant to feel this goddess presence, goddess energies. That's the planet we're on. Okay. I'll just be silent for half a minute. And then we're going to finish off with the last portion of this profound 144K intervention. Okay, finish up and consolidate in whatever way works for you. See all of Gaia with emanating light coming outwards in that magenta color. And if you're new, know that this form of so-called meditation really does remove the need for dependence on high numbers of meditators. All right, still a little bit of cleanup in the core, around the core of Gaia, which, again, when you remove stuff, you're then able to see other stuff that was covered up. It's all basically sequencing, all done in sequential order for the sake of, you know, bad things not happening to us. And now to finish up, this won't take as long, but is really cool, equally cool. We do cool stuff here on 144K because we're the cool people. Now, repeat after me. Authentic Agatha Network. Connect with me now. Authentic Agathans. Connect with me now. And if you haven't already, allow yourself to see. Cool looking humans. Extremely sophisticated. Kind of like a round, large, round, you know, tables. Or sitting in circles. Or at command centers. In front of, or surrounding, sitting around large holographic spheres. Okay, repeat after me. Authentic, positive inner earth, networks and civilizations. Connect with me now. Connect with all 144K members. Present on this call. And this is easy because they're always listening, watching and monitoring the surface anyway. They have their own quantum AI systems connected to all the upper dimensions. So don't worry, it's all good. In this case, AI is kind of more like a misnomer because really it's source consciousness. Working through quantum mainframe systems. Okay. Repeat after me, Authentic Galactic Confederation. Authentic Ashtar Command. Authentic Saint Germain, within inner earth, connect with us now. Okay, nice. Now, see, how do I describe this? Cobra subscribers will know this as Mjolnir cannons. And there's fixed stationary versions of Mjolnir cannons, which are essentially more like portals of source, but a bit more to it. And I asked them a few days ago, well, I probably got this idea from them because they've probably already been doing it. Basically, there's a huge network of we'll call them quantum cannons, in inner earth. And they're designed to fire upward, sort of like the inner earth version of quantum cannons that are fired from ships from outside the atmosphere of Earth to clear quantum and subquantum anomaly. This is fixed stationary versions, you know, big round structures. There's crystals involved, and they fire, or about to fire, pillars of light. Upward through the surface, but into and through, you know, ley lined and other grids, nexus points. Like for those of you familiar with the ley lines, for example, as a basic example, there's a huge convergence of nexus points or convergence of ley lines into Salt Lake in Utah. That's the biggest one in North America. Then another slightly smaller but very big convergence of ley lines into the one spot in central Virginia, which is the area where we were sort of at. So that kind of thing. There's the goddess vortex in Syria. All the vortex points, Uluru, Red Ayers Rock in Australia, all those sacred areas, nexus points of the grids. They got these fixed, big, quantum Milnia cannons beneath them, ready to fire upwards. And the thing is, if they went ahead and just fired these things without us doing what we just did, all the insane amounts, almost infinite amounts of negative entities throughout all those little temporal bubbles and portals and spheres that we just cleared would have all come flying out at once, more or less. And you can only imagine what that would have been like. Think of absolute hellish dark days that you know we've all had in recent times, but going on for weeks, you would have brought down civilization. This is why we do what we do. Alrighty, repeat after me. So see holographic consoles, holographic control centers, holographic spheres or images of Gaia from all these vast underground installations, Agathans, RM, Pleiadian bases, inner Earth positive civilizations that went underground how long ago, that you don't even recognize or know about. All coordinating, all ready, powering up. Repeat after me. And see, it'll look like just a vertical structure. You know, just imagine whatever, you know, whatever is within your consciousness or reference points, huge vertical structures that fire these quantum Milnia cannon, you know, positive version of particle beam weapons. Let's just call them quantum cannons, ready to fire these vast structures. Just visualize one of them in whatever way makes sense to you. All connected, all under the sacred areas. And nexus points, ley line nexus points, Hartmann grids, other grids, this grid, that grid, every other grid. certainly one underneath Sedona, one underneath the City of London. Uluru. We all know these places. Machu Picchu. And all other convergence of the ley lines at a minimum. Feel this massive structures ready to fire. Sort of powering up. Okay. Sorry, I digress. Repeat after me. Authentic inner earth civilizations. Authentic Agartha Network. Authentic bases of the light forces underground. Fire all cannons. And see, beginning with your part of the world, to see the image of this massive structure firing this beam of pure white light, specifically designed to clear quantum and subquantum anomaly. Through those critical nerve centers, nexus points, vortex points, ley line convergence points, see these pillars of white light. You can see more than one, not just the one that's underneath your part of the world. Just boom, up we go. And feel it as it works, as it quickly races through the upper crust of Gaia. You can feel that like a crackling, for lack of a better term, of light sort of spreading outwards. You know, those pictures of nerves in your body, how they go in every which way direction kind of thing. And crackling, breaking up. Density. Negative stage of geometry, the fabric of space at all frequencies, primarily throughout the third and fourth density. And, you know, so there's this outward crackling of light coming outwards throughout this racing vertical, upwards racing vertical beam of light. And just spreading outwards, sliding gradually. And see it. Again, look up. As if you're floating in the sky, looking down at the surface, see the surface holographically in an indigo color, your part of the world. Again, with me, Sedona. And see this pillar come upward. These are specifically designed for the grids as well, not just for the sake of clearing quantum subquantum anomaly. So you race through and reach the surface because it, you know, it's the first time it's doing it. So it's having to push through quantum and subquantum anomaly, density, garbage, thickness. Pick your analogy, you know. And it sort of slows down as it reaches the surface because they're sort of monitoring this. It's only at 50% strength. And as it comes pretty close to the surface, they're toning it down to 30%. Again, see it all holographically. There's no limitation to your consciousness. They're toning it down to 25%. And now see lines, grids, degrees. You can just keep it simple with just focusing on ley line grids for now. Spreading, lighting up and just spreading outward from just beneath the ground. It hasn't poked through the surface yet. It's got to be done carefully. And see white light, lines of white light spreading outward through your part of the world, your neighborhood. And then see white lines sort of darting across to other parts of your state or country. See these lines of light, for lack of a better term. Again, you can use ley lines as a reference point. Just darting across the holographic surface of your part of the world. They may start to turn multicolored, rainbow colored. And now spread it outwards. And now return, shift your focus back to your part of the world, because your field is involved here, because it's on the physical surface. In combination and because of conscious application from the physical surface, otherwise it doesn't just happen. Just because it's written in the stars and all that kind of crap doesn't work that way. Because rest assured, there's a rather nasty lower octave version of what's written in the stars, which you don't want to know about. Anyway, just see it really light up now. That original Mjolnir cannon pillar of light. Bursting through the surface. Where it goes into the sky, connecting with the light, the outer earth, auric grids of Gaia, and begin to light up that as well. This is the first real event of compression breakthrough. Cobra subscribers know what I'm talking about. And now see all sorts of networks of light, crisscrossing lines of light spread outwards. So if you're in the Middle East or Israel, for example, you'll start seeing the Syrian vortex, you know, maybe turning white briefly and then upgrading to a far more brighter, pristine rainbow color and speed, for example. With that goddess pentagram grid, really clean, much brighter, completely pure, lit up. Anchoring, far greater amounts of light. Again, such a thing would have kicked up every dark dually at once, and that would have been a rather unpleasant experience. Most of you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you've lived it. Well, again, not really an issue. Slight issue, maybe a bit, but nothing we can't handle. I'm just visualizing the one in Utah and Central Virginia. Because that's also connected to, that's where the 188-degree ley line runs through. We want that baby completely lit up and stay lit up. So this is a massive jump, arguably a quantum leap closer to the event being sold to us, which is sort of true, sort of not true. And just see lots of lines. Don't have to know exactly where they are. Your higher self, through the right hemisphere of your brain, will show you where they are. Just be the witness. You know, there's huge amounts of crystals in, I think it's Magazine Mountain in Arkansas. That's leveling up in a big way. If you're in Arkansas or that area, light it up. If you're in Australia, make sure you include Ayers Rock. See the vertical quantum cannon, pillar of light. That is a fixed thing. Now bursting through the surface and lighting up all those crisscrossing grid lines throughout Central Australia initially, and then expanding outwards, activating the network and grid lines, vortex points, yada yada, throughout the surface this time, and keeping it that way so no dark magic or negative technologies can have a shutdown, which drops the timelines or frustrates the timelines or center for that matter. And so if it helps, zoom out, see all of Gaia holographically, the teams or your I am at a minimum in the background, as we begin to finish up. So, even though I'm sure there's a lot more to it than just the ley lines that we're all familiar with, let's just call it the surface grids. The focus here is on the surface grids, clearing them and giving them a massive jump in frequency, and inevitably it's going to take all of us with them. And see, zoom out, see all these vertical pillars of white light that the quantum cannons from inner Earth just all bursting through the surface throughout each continent. Going well into low Earth orbit at a minimum. Have that occasional vision or glimpse of these massive underground worlds. firing these massive quantum pillars of light. And lining up all the grids and staying that way. Can't be shut down. No matter what the dark dualies on the surface try to do, whether it's negative military, DARPA, CIA, scumbags, or unconscious dark beings, always carrying and channeling a load of garbage, emanating anomalous dense energy, ladening the grids, consciously or unconsciously, and of course, Luciferians with their dark rituals trying to laden the grids. They can't do it now. Whatever they do lasts for maybe minutes. And that's a maybe. Neutralizing them. There's too much light coming up through the surface and being spread throughout the surface via the grids. And it's too much. They can't now. It's just too much for them. It effectively, or should I say literally, neutralizes them until they die of a heart attack or whatever, because they can't take ascension energies. And, we are in the light age as of only a few months ago. So all bets are off. That's that. And have fun, finishing off with this, as we're pretty much finished in, seeing all this stunning light throughout the holographic surface. So now what we've achieved . And I'm putting a little bit of extra focus on Ukraine, the grids on Ukraine, because understandably they copped a lot of damage. If you're in Germany, make sure you've got Germany, the sacred grids of Germany, really lit up with bright crisscrossing lines and vertical vortexes. Of course, Africa, critical area. I'm making sure there's a powerful quantum cannon coming up through Idjwi Island. On the eastern edge of the Congo. All right. So because we're working with inner earth groups, technologies, physical ones, permanently firing those quantum cannons, piercing the surface, spreading the light throughout the surface, which is kind of like the last thing that's ladening and delaying ascension and the event, the final freedom. That's now essentially taken care of. It's anchored, it's holding, because, you could compare it to a positive version of HAARP installations, where it's there, fixed, physical, permanent. Always firing away. It's the same sort of thing. Always firing away because it's a fixed stationary thing. underground. And it'll continue to light up, clear, and raise the frequencies of the grids throughout the surface, so that the surface, especially beginning with us, finally get a break. And you're encouraged, you know, the teams and your higher aspects are encouraging you to just have fun with this, have that, you know, occasional glance at the grids in your part of the world, brought up initially through your field, because and only because it's on the physical surface. You can't, you know, get a Pleiadian or Sirian or whatever, Vagan and Dryden, to just quickly come up to the surface, sit in a hotel room and do what we did. You need to go through the special calibration process of required to incarnate on the surface and then project consciousness accordingly to be able to do this. You know, that they can't just come to the surface and do it. They can come to the surface. They already are on the surface with their little incognito brief appearances on the surface, but they're not incarnated here, so they can't do what we just did. Congratulations, 144K. We are done. Play around with this image. There's an element of giving permission for the inner earth groups, both natural Terrans, inner earth groups and off-world groups as set up bases there. You know, the surface is its own, physical surface is its own kind of world or realm. We have to give permission for this sort of thing to happen, to fire their cannons in their fixed installations and just keep on firing away, and they'll gradually upgrade from 30% capacity and then to 35, 40, 45 over the coming weeks. And believe me, this is arguably unprecedented in terms of returning the light back to the surface, because it's all about the surface now at this point. And we've paved the way for it to happen feasibly and safely. We've actualized it. And this is the two-step process that I wrote about to you. And you know, when you go to bed tonight, spend 30 seconds glancing at your pillar of light, spreading light outward. Needless to say, in the coming days, this will help just push the planet in an upward direction in terms of timelines, positive events, but your own personal life, it'll help push that in a much more positive direction. Where every so-called challenge becomes the best thing that ever happened to you, kind of thing. That gets amplified and happens quicker and more smoothly, you know, without the fear. And so on the new moon meditation, coming up in roughly 2 weeks, now we can really just focus and go whole hog on manifestation, visualizing what we want, both personally and collectively. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, I thought you'd agree. We now have a far better connection with inner earth, the Agapans. And very exciting. Very exciting. And you ought to be excited, and you can be excited without the fear. And well done, beloved ones, for being such heroes in the literal sense. And that brings us to pretty amazing, the light just from the ley line grids alone. I mean, there's a lot more than the ley line grids, but just from them alone, continues to spread, you know, off to the sides within and from each ley line grid. And it just continues to spread outwards throughout the surface, continuously clearing the energies, raising the frequencies, et cetera, et cetera. And it allows that sacred goddess inner earth light to come way more out and throughout the surface. It has drastically accelerated the clearing of the subquantum anomaly. Drastically accelerated everything. Because we're kind of out of patience, aren't we? Yes, I can see you all nodding your head. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior, officially closing this physical broadcast. And again, put in a 3 or 4 line report, preferably in the Telegram chat, because I'm way overwhelmed with my inbox, email inbox, to see if you felt, among other things, that initial profound Gaia, feeling Gaia, is, you know, when we initially cleared all those, you know, hidey holes of dark civilizations throughout the surface, you know, plus or minus. Again, that spreading transmutational ring of light left that magenta, pristine color in its wake. That's when I really felt it, when it initially happened. And yeah, I'm curious about that. So totally okay if you didn't. Let's get the conversation happening at the 144K chat, because this was profound. This was a breakthrough, gallant, heroic breakthrough. Congratulations, 144K. Feel the love and salutes from all the off-world group Agapans, both above ground and below ground, or below the surface. And watch your inbox. Big hugs and love to you all.